Do you think that the relative risk reduction model or concept that's evolved in breast cancer, where they kind of don't even look at node negative or node positive, they look at what the absolute risk is, and they assume that that's going to be sort of decreased by a relative amount based on, you know, previous research all the way down? Do you think that model applies in adjuvant colon cancer?
There are some groups that feel that the risk reduction is the same for stage 2 and 3 patients, and that these patients should not be segregated and should be offered therapy. Now, the problem I have with all of this, and one of the reasons the next generation of clinical trials is so important, is that traditionally our trials have lumped stage 2 patients and stage 3 patients as if they're really all alike, and they absolutely are not. The risk for the 5 subsets of stage 2 and 3 patients are considerably different. A stage 3C patient is at huge risk for recurrence, and the survivorship for that population of patients is bleak. And what we hope is that with the new generation of agents, that that subgroup will fare far better. Now, it becomes almost impossible to do clinical trials for subsets of patients. But at the minimum, we have to be aware in our clinical trial design that the survivorship statistics differ for these subsets. And we have to stratify for these subsets and track how these patients really do. And it may be that what will emerge with this combination of prognostic and predictive factors, looking at pathologic characteristics as well as molecular characteristics, and perhaps in the future, even concepts such as molecular imaging, that we will be able to have strategies that are most appropriate for the individual. So our current system is hugely flawed. What it means is that we are treating a sizable proportion of patients where there will be absolutely no benefit, and the cost of no benefit is considerable because it exposes people to not only expensive drugs, but agents that can cause significant toxicities. There are also patients who will receive these agents who have no benefit because their micrometastatic disease will not be eradicated. And that means we need a different strategy to identify those individuals. And then there will be a percentage of people where the therapy is absolutely correct. That's what they need. If you look at the British QUASAR trial, which was recently presented, this was thousands of patients, and they looked at the stage 2 patients, and in that group, there were roughly 75% of the group would be cured with surgery. And it was somewhere between only 1 and 6% who had any benefit from the therapy, and the rest of that group had no benefit from the adjuvant therapy. So it's a sizable percentage of this group, nearly a quarter, somewhere between 20 and 25%, where there clearly is no benefit despite doing surgery and chemotherapy. Now, the chemotherapy was 5-FU-based. It wasn't combination treatment, so we don't know how much of an impact there will be there.